Hello again. It's Pastor Bob. And it's time for your daily devotional. Welcome. We're in the 23rd story of our 24-story expedition. Jesus stories, we call them. And they're following the life and times of Jesus all the way to the end and the beginning again. Amen. We are in the last part of the 23rd story, He is Risen, and we will finish that today and be prepared to go to the last story on our Middle Sabbath Wednesday tomorrow. But let's get to our work today. I'm going to repeat a little bit of what we heard yesterday and segue right into today's final part. Amen. So let's settle in. Let's put ourselves in these times and in these places, and let the Holy Spirit open us up to the truth that we are to hear today. Amen. So, yesterday we, among other things, heard the great story on the road to Emmaus and our two disciples there. One Cleopas, and the other unnamed. Interestingly, because I think it was you. Could have been. So these two disciples go back to Jerusalem after their experience with Jesus, and they try to tell the 11 disciples what happened. And we'll start right there. "The Lord is risen indeed," they said. "We have seen him for ourselves." And they explained what had happened on the road, and how the stranger had come with them to their house to eat with them, and how they suddenly came to know him with the breaking of the bread. As soon as they had finished their story, Jesus himself suddenly appeared in the midst and said to all, "Peace be with you." But his disciples felt by no means at peace. They were startled and terrified by this sudden apparition, for the door had been securely bolted in case of a surprise visit by any of their enemies, and they had been quite certain that no one could possibly get in. This sudden visitor must surely be a spirit. And they trembled with fear. And now today's version. "Why are you so troubled?" Jesus asked. "And why are doubts and questions arising in your hearts? I am no ghost. See my hands and feet? It is I, myself. Touch me yourselves and see. Feel me and find out that I am real. A spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his wounded hands and feet, and his side, where the soldier's sword had pierced him. They believed, and yet, at the same time, they did not quite believe, for it was too wonderful to be true. They gazed incredulously at his living body and his deep, dark scars, amazed at what they saw. But he had died, they knew. This could not be he. And while they wondered still, disbelieving through sheer joy, Jesus said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" One of them managed to pull himself together to find food. Jesus sat down at the table, and they brought him broiled fish and a piece of honeycomb. He took the food and ate before their staring eyes. They watched as though they had never before seen a man at dinner. Yet, when they saw him eat, they knew he was indeed no spirit, but a man, that he was Jesus, in the living flesh. And then he said to them again, "Peace be with you. Now you see that all things concerning me that were written in the law of Moses in the books of the prophets, and in the Psalms, all of them have been fulfilled. Then he opened up their minds so that they might more fully understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "It is written that the Christ should suffer and rise again from death on the third day, and that repentance and the forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. As my Father sent me, so will I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any man, those sins will truly be forgiven. And if you do not release any man from his guilt, the sins of that man will be retained." They listened now, as they had listened to him in the years before his death, and they knew for certain that he was Christ returned to them. He left them then, and they rejoiced that he had risen and come back into their midst. But Thomas, the twin, one of the 11, had not been with them when Jesus came. When he joined the others, they told him at once and with great joy, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas was a doubter. He still would not believe. He said to them, "Unless I see for myself the marks of the nails in his hand, I will not believe. And until I put my finger into the marks and my hand into his side, I will not believe." And there was nothing they could do to convince him that Jesus was alive. 8 days later, the disciples were again together in the house with the door firmly closed and locked. This time, doubting Thomas was with them. Jesus appeared as suddenly as before and stood there in their midst. "Peace be with you," he said. And Thomas still looked doubtful. "Thomas," said Jesus, "come to me." Thomas went to him. "Reach out your finger," Jesus said. "Look at my hands and touch the marks." Thomas did so. The expression on his face began to change. "Now," Jesus told him, "place your hand into my side." Thomas felt the wound. "Have faith. Believe," said Jesus. "My Lord and my God," said Thomas then, "I do believe." And he was filled with joy. Jesus said to him, "Only because you have seen me do you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen me, and even so believe." Now, all 11 of them knew that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead, as was written in the scriptures, and just as he had said he would. And that concludes our 23rd story. He is risen indeed. Tomorrow, our middle Sabbath, we'll begin the 24th and last story. Jesus ascends into heaven. But until then, have a blessed Tuesday. Come to Jesus and allow him to breathe the Holy Spirit onto you, to change the way you see and think about things, to feel the peace and joy of knowing that Jesus is alive.